Hello friends, welcome to another video. We are obviously not where I normally record. We are in the truck. I thought I would get out today, the sun is shining, and bring back that old classic YouTube vibe of taking the camera out. So here we are. And today I wanted to talk about something that I think is really important, especially if you're into spiritual stuff as much as me. You're into spiritual awakening and these sort of metaphysical insights into the nature of reality. There's a sort of flip side to life, and something that I really reconnected with this past week when I went to go see Jordan Peterson live in Salt Lake City on his tour, We Who Wrestle With God. And if you don't know who Jordan Peterson is, he's basically a professor. Well, he was a professor. And he is a clinical psychologist. So he has a lot of deep insight into the human mind, into humans in general. But he also has a lot of good spiritual insight and a lot of awesome takes on the Bible. So just overall, he's an awesome guy. I've always resonated with him. And what I really reconnected with when I saw him live is this sort of notion that the good life is not the easy life, and that the good life is actually that of challenge, deliberate, conscious challenge. It's that of growth. It's that of evolution. And in many ways, we could say that's what the pursuit of spirit is. And that's what I sort of realized as I was watching him live on stage, was like, holy shit, this is like the main sort of vibration that I connected with when I started this page. It's that spirit of growth, that spirit of evolution, and of always moving onward and upward. Because what you'll find in life, as I'm sure you'll notice, is that when you stagnate, when you're complacent, when you just sort of turn into this pile of goo, and you're not really challenging yourself, you get really bitter, you get really cynical, and what happens is that just to make life interesting, you actually can start creating fights, and you start creating chaos because of your lack of intrinsic growth. And so basically what we find when we look at this is this sort of notion of idle hands do the devil's work, or the similar phrase, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. What does that mean? That means that so long as we are stagnating, so long as we are complacent, we're despondent, we take life for granted, we become a perfect vessel for selfishness. We become a perfect vessel for narcissism and for division. And that, in many ways, is what the devil represents archetypically, right? What is the archetype of the devil? The devil is selfishness. The devil is the person who only serves themselves, damned the cost. And so when we are stagnating, even if we understand spiritual truths, even if we can think about them all day, talk about them all day, and even connect dots, if we're stagnating in our lives, if we're not growing, we're not evolving, we're not taking the next step on the evolution of our soul, we fall into this sort of what Leo from actualize.org would call devilry. And so what is devilry? It's selfishness. And so the good life is like the opposite. The good life is the life of evolution. It's the life of consciously, deliberately challenging yourself, specifically because it's hard. Because what you'll find is that the easy life does not fulfill you. If you just sit around all day, you just play video games 24/7, you just smoke weed all day, you have everything handed to you on a silver platter, what happens? You turn into a devil. You start, you start being incredibly narcissistic and selfish. And you start to maybe even create chaos and suffering just to make your life interesting, because you're avoiding the true path. And you might say, well, Vic, how do you know that? You know, maybe you've never done it. And I would tell you, I've done it for almost a decade. from 13, or from when I was 12 or 13 to basically the last few years, that was my life. I thought that the easier I could make life, the more I could just get what I wanted in the moment and fulfill all of my pleasures, in other words, selfishness, that my life would turn out great. And so what did I did? I smoked weed when I wanted to. I played video games when I wanted to. I put off the pain and the emotional labor of getting my shit together and of starting my business, improving my life. And I thought that because I understand spiritual truths at the time, that that would save me. But what you'll come to find out is that they don't. So when I was like 15, 16, or 17, I had an insight, a deep insight into how nothing matters, a very deep glimpse of how nothing in reality matters. Now, imagine this. You're 16, 17, 18, I think I was like 17, and you realize nothing matters, and all you're doing all day is smoking weed, playing video games, and jerking off. What are you going to do? You're going to rationalize to yourself that because nothing matters, and because it's true nothing matters, that you should and that you can, and that you actually need to avoid the emotional labor and pain of growth. And you'll get this sort of weird new age idea in your head that if you're growing, if you're evolving, if you're challenging yourself, if you're going to the gym, if you're putting down these bad habits like smoking weed every day because you're addicted and you're afraid to face yourself, you'll get this idea that like that's all ego. And that like any attempt to improve your life is somehow ego. But what's so twisted about this is that it's the exact opposite. What's egotistical is fulfilling all of your selfish, narcissistic desires in the moment. It's avoiding emotional labor, avoiding responsibility, and avoiding the true path of fulfillment and growth in life, which is not easy. It's not just having everything handed to you on a silver platter. I mean, if that was the case, everybody that was rich and famous and got everything they wanted exactly when they wanted it would be the happiest people in the world. But we know for a fact they're some of the most depressed people in the world because they realize when they get everything they want, when they don't have anything hard or challenging in their life that's growing them, and when they're just sitting around all day in a hot tub eating grapes, getting everything handed to them on a silver platter, they get depressed. They stagnate and they die on the inside. Why? Because the human soul literally needs challenge. It literally needs growth. And I think a lot of us, especially if we're interested in spirituality and we're interested in more new age ideas, even Eastern thought, we have this idea that like, oh, you know, any attempt to grow in your life is like control, it's ego. And so you should just sit where you are. And, you know, if you're 17 years old, you shouldn't think about your future and develop skills. You shouldn't grow or evolve by putting down your bad habits. In fact, you should just keep smoking weed, jerking off, and playing video games all day, and life will work out magically for you. And the truth is that that's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. And what you'll find is that that's not actually fulfilling. Again, so I'm not saying this from a place of belief. I'm not saying you should believe me. In fact, you won't realize the depth of this truth until you play that game of trying to take it easy, taking shortcuts. Maybe you're scamming people in your business because you don't want to actually create a valuable product. So you can live this way. You can take it easy, which is not actually taking it easy. It's more avoiding life under the guise or the facade of taking it easy, and you will realize just how much you actually suffer, because the good life is not the easy life. The good life is that of evolution. It's that of challenge. It's that of growth. And what you'll notice is that when you're on that path, when you're challenging yourself, when you're deciding for yourself that like, you know, hey, even though all of culture and society right now is deciding to smoke weed, I'm going to set it down so that I can grow and evolve. What you'll find is that that's what's actually fulfilling. That's what true happiness is. Happiness is not, again, sitting around all day, you know, resting on your laurels while, you know, pretty women feed you grapes. If that was the case, then the Buddha would have stayed in his palace with all of the beautiful women and all of the luxuries of being a prince, but he didn't. He didn't because somewhere deep down in the Buddha, before he became the Buddha, he knew, like, I have to go. I need to go challenge myself. I need to go face life. And that's where I'll find truth. And so I just want to remind you of this, because I think a lot of us are really self-deceived. We think that if we are sort of complacent, if we take life for granted, and if we live spontaneously, which is not actually living spontaneously, it's more living unconsciously and then calling it spontaneous, we'll suffer. And again, we won't only suffer, we'll actually start creating suffering for everybody around us, because we deep down know we're missing something. Even if we understand everything intellectually, we can talk about it all day and mentally masturbate and, you know, blah, 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 blah. None of that matters. What matters is, are you actually fulfilled? And don't bullshit yourself. Are you actually happy? Are you actually at peace with your life and where you're at? Or do you keep rationalizing and justifying to yourself your own lack of fulfillment with some spiritual truth, like, oh, well, the present moment is all there is and there is no self. So that, you know, that's why I'm like not at peace at all and I'm not fulfilled and I create suffering for everybody. And it's like, no, you're self-deceived. You're using those truths to hide from the real truth, which is that you have work to do. And paradoxically, it's that work that'll make you the happiest. And so I want to remind you of that, that the true gold in life is in challenging yourself deliberately, consciously, taking on a bit harder of a position in your work that stretches your abilities and makes you use your mind even harder. You know, really committing to a relationship and pushing yourself in that regard. Or maybe it's with your fitness, really, you know, pushing yourself and your fitness. That's what makes life beautiful. And that's what makes it so you can enjoy it. There's a dog outside of my door right now. But yeah, this is the case. And I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking from years and years of experience and of basically avoiding life. I avoided life for so long with weed and basically spiritual platitudes. And what's so tricky about it is that it's specifically because they're true that you want to use them to hide from life. You want to use the truth that the moment is all there is to hide from life, because then you don't have to actually think about what you're doing with your time and how it's going to impact you for decades to come. You love to use the truth, there is no self, so that you don't have to actually introspect about how much of an arrogant asshole you actually are and about how much suffering you create. You know, it's so convenient to the ego to encounter these spiritual truths and to use them to fuel unconsciousness. So just be careful and, you know, keep your mind open and don't ever grow complacent. That's really the message. Because even if you are deceiving yourself right now, as long as you're oriented in the right direction, because you have to be oriented in a direction to be okay. You can't just wake up every morning and tell yourself, oh, the moment is all there is. You know, I'm just going to be happy. You'll suffer. The human mind, thousands of years of evolution and hundreds of years of psychology have showed us that if a human being does not have an orienting factor in their life, their lower, more unconscious orienting factors will take over, which is why a lot of the people that espouse these spiritual platitudes, like the moment is all there is and there is no self, and they're really complacent, despondent people, what happens is that their unconscious orienting factor, because they don't choose it consciously, now becomes devilry. It becomes selfishness, and they use spirituality to basically fuel all of their bullshit. They justify all of their narcissism, and they avoid the emotional pain of actually looking at themselves because it's painful. But again, it's that pain where you actually grow and where you actually find true fulfillment. And so if you're oriented towards that, if you're walking that path, if you're on the pursuit of spirit, yes, you'll encounter deep metaphysical truths, but notice that those deep metaphysical truths were always true. They always will be true, and they don't change anything about your relative human character or individual personality traits. And so if your unique individual character makeup right now is that of massive selfishness and deception and despondency and complacency, and you have a massive attitude of taking life for granted, and you're very unconscious, just because you realize a spiritual truth, none of that stuff will change. I mean, maybe if you're lucky, like a small percentage of your relative human stuff will change. But what I've seen is that it doesn't at all. You have to actually go through the process of growing, of maturing. And that's not all. That's not always easy. But that's how you experience the real fruit of life. You know, just like a tree or a flower, it doesn't blossom and bloom unless it grows. And it can't grow unless there's some rainy days, there's some sunny days, unless it has to push through dirt sometimes. And so the entire path, the entire journey is really that of growth, and it requires your participation. That's the key. You don't just get to sit back and rest on your laurels, eating grapes, smoking weed all day, and everything will just work out for you. It won't. And if it is right now, it's probably because you're deceiving yourself and you're cutting corners and you're taking advantage of people in ways that you wouldn't if you were actively engaging in life and consciously aware of all of the things you're doing. I mean, that's what it means to be conscious. It means that you don't just bumble through your day unconsciously, creating suffering and havoc everywhere you go. So the pursuit of spirit is growth. The pursuit of spirit is evolution. And that requires your participation. The universe is not just going to hand you everything on a silver platter. And even if it does, let's imagine the situation. You know, you have this complacent, lazy attitude, and the universe, you know, just hands you everything. You win the lottery. Are you going to be happy? No, you're not going to be happy. You will never be happy, regardless of how much money you make, regardless of how much people follow you, regardless of how much you understand metaphysical truths. You will not be happy until you fulfill your highest potential. And your highest potential is that which orients you, and it's that which is necessary. It's that which necessarily always escapes your grasp. Because if you feel like you're the best version of yourself right now and you're perfect, you know, you're a fucking saint right now, conveniently, with all of your bullshit and self-deception, then of course, it's only a matter of time before you realize how deluded you were. Because the greatest version of yourself is infinite. It's infinitely loving, it's infinitely wise, it's infinitely conscious, and I can guarantee you, you are not that version of yourself right now. You are not. And there's a good chance you will never be in this life, especially if you have this attitude of complacency and despondency and of, I'm going to do the easy thing regardless of what happens because I just want to get my way and I want everything to be easy for me in every situation, regardless of what that is. And a lot of you don't want to hear that. A lot of you probably have been using these spiritual truths to hide from life. In fact, I know a lot of you are. I can tell because I used to do that. And I'm sure I am in many ways too. So I'm by no means saying I'm a saint or that I'm not self-deceived. I'm saying that the probability of being self-deceived and of thinking that somehow you've got the answers when you really don't is always present, and you have to acknowledge that. And you have to see that really, again, unless you're oriented towards growth, towards truth, towards God, towards love, which are all words for the same thing, you will grow complacent. You will stagnate. You will turn into a bitter, dark pool of cynicism and negativity. And then you'll wonder why you're not fulfilled. Even if you understand spiritual truth, you'll be like, oh my gosh, why am I not fulfilled? I understand everything. I can talk about it all day. I can intellectualize about it all day and mentally masturbate about it. So why am I not fulfilled? You're not fulfilled because you're not growing. You're not evolving. And you've made the assumption that just because you've had some insight into spiritual truths, that like it's just going to all take care of itself. And you can just, you know, again, sit on your laurels, eat grapes, and have everything handed to you on a silver platter, which of course you can't. You have to participate. And that is the path of true fulfillment. And if you disagree, that's fine. You can keep living an easy life. You can keep smoking weed all day and playing video games all day and cutting corners and taking advantage of people and scamming them to make your money. But at some point that will catch up to you. Because the truth always comes out in the end. And if you're not aligned with what's actually true, not your bullshit fantasies and delusions of what you're saying is true, but what's actually true, then you will continuously deceive yourself and fall further into this cynical pit of stagnation where you can't help but create suffering everywhere you go. So stay vigilant, stay open, always stay on the path of true growth. There's so much distraction nowadays, especially in 2024. Basically, all of culture, all of society, all of your friends, all of your family, everybody around you, everything around you is trying to keep you complacent. It's trying to keep you stuck and stagnate so that you cannot fulfill your highest potential, basically. And that's why almost nobody does. That's why most people are cynical. That's why most people are deeply depressed, whether they want to admit it or not. And it's because they're complacent. They're avoiding life. And it's just, that's just how it is. That's literally just the way it is. That's how the human mind works. That's the insight. The insight is you can't avoid it. You can't avoid the pain of life. And if you do, you stagnate and die. So the choice is yours, really. You're in an existential bind. Suffer and stagnate and turn into a cynical, dark, negative, force in the world, or choose the higher path of growth, of evolution, of challenging yourself, of learning new skills, thinking hard about your life, introspecting, and of growing. And, just contemplate how both those feel and ask yourself which one you want to choose, because you have to choose. And if you tell yourself, oh, I don't have to choose because the moment is all there is, well, then you've made your choice. Your choice is that you're avoiding the path of evolution and you're going to stagnate and die. Because if you really understood the truth that the moment is all there is, then you would know that that understanding changes nothing about how fulfilled you are in your relative human life. Because the moment is all there is. And it always was all there is. It was that way before you were born. It will be that way after you die. And it's eternal. So your realization of it changes nothing about your life. Your realization of any aspect of absolute truth, there is no self, everything is self, everything is one, whatever aspect it is of absolute truth, your realization of it changes nothing, nothing. You don't realize it and then the universe favors you and hands you everything on a silver platter. That's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. And what you'll notice about the most awake and conscious beings, especially, like the most famous ones, I'm thinking of the Buddha or Jesus, they lived the most purposeful, challenging lives. I mean, yeah, there's monks and sadhus that you could say retreat to a cave, but them retreating to a cave and meditating all day is infinitely harder than you just smoking weed and playing video games and resting on your laurels. So even, you know, the idea of just sitting around and meditating all day, that's a lot harder than you think. You don't realize how fucking hard that is. I mean, that's incredibly hard, and that will grow you till the end of time, and it does, which is why people become monks, and they become incredibly profoundly developed spiritually, and then also with their wisdom and understanding. But most of the time, sages, awake beings, they live incredibly purposeful lives. They're not just sitting around eating grapes all day. They are challenging themselves because they understand the relative human life is still important. So I think you get the point. My camera just overheated. Don't be complacent in life. Always evolve, always grow, always stay on the path, and you will surely be fulfilled. If you like this video, hit that like button for me. Leave me a comment of your thoughts down below, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace. Hey, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, visit pursuitofspirit.com.